Gnade sei mit euch und Friede von Gott, unserem Vater und dem Herrn Jesus Christus. Wir nieder eine gleiche herzlich willkommen zu heute, was hier gekommen ist, zu dieser Andacht und des Palmsonntag. Ein Tag, wie wir denken dann, wo Jesus nennen redet, auf ein Donkey in Jerusalem nennen. Und wie ein Denk, was der Mensch lang für Jüllüte hat, oder für Jüllüte, dass Jesus soll kommen, der Messias soll kommen. Aber örtliche, die dachte, dass er kommt als König. Aber er kommt erst als Savior. Soll erst sterben für ihn, für den Sünd. So, wir denken daran. Und ich will ein paar Vers lesen aus Jesaja 40. Vers 1 sagt, comfort ye, my people. Bring comfort to the mansion. Vers 9, O Zion, that bringeth good tidings, O Zion, what the God of Norech bringeth it. Stort up in the hue of boy, O Jerusalem, wird der Gott der Nordrecht bringen dort. Heb ab ihn Stern mit Kraft. Sieh nicht, do not be afraid. Behold your God, wie Jesaja schreibt davon, die Zeit für Jesus wird kommen. Und das wird die Erfüllung dafür. Der Mensch lehrt dafür, und ihr kommt in der Erfüllung. Und ich dachte, Eva, dass es auch Christus in die Zeit für wie nie Berner sind. Weiter ist der Herr, was weiterkommen. Und wir lernen auch dafür, dass er kommen soll und er kommen wird. Und ein Tag wird er, das steht auch. Und seine Weich wird er kommen zum zweiten Mal. Aber wir möchten ihr Bet anfangen. Herr, wir danken dir für deine Gnade und deine Kraft, wo du bist mit uns. Wir denken an den Tag, wo du nennen Rede deitst in Jerusalem nennen und die Menschen, die du willkommen deite, als König. Aber du kommst erst einmal zum Rettung bringen, to bring forgiveness. Und wir danken dir für dort. Wir beten deine Kraft und deine Leitung in dieser Andachtszeit. Danke dir für jeder eine, was gekommen ist. Und wir beten deine Kraft durch den Heiligen Geist. Wir beten in Jesus den Namen. Amen. Wir werden leider anfangen bitte.
Gottes Menschen, Licht und Leben, Nummer 363.
Gottes Menschen, Licht und Leben, der du durch deine große Macht mir den Atem hast gegeben und zur Welt ans Licht gebracht. Dich will ich von Herzensgrund jetzt in dieser Morgenstund. O mein Gott, preisen und loben deinen Ruhm in aller Macht, stets aufs Breite. Seinen Ränken und mit seinen
25, og Jesus du min helfende ro.
Jesus du min helfende ro, wann wirst du zu mir kommen und führen mir dein Erbteil zu, bei den erwählten Frommen. Mein Herz schreit für und für und singt. Genommen. Mein ganzes Dichten ist gerecht, oft ich mein Helden liebe. Darum verlasse ich mich auch nicht, mein Jesus noch bei Trübei. Mein Herz in Seilei und Geimüt, halt mich in deiner Gnade und Güt, dass ich in Lieb mich übei. Wasch mich von allen Sünden rein und heile mein Gewissen von Missetat und kämpfiger Pein. Lass deine Gnade mich küssen. Beispringe mich mit deinem Blut, so werde ich auch dein himmlisch Gut, ewig bei dir genießen. In deiner Lieb und Jesus treu, mein Heiland voll Erbarmen, verbinde mich mit dir aus neu, fass mich in deine Arme und hab aus lieb mit mir Geduld. Ich werfe mich in deine Hand, verlass doch nicht mich arm.
Dankeschön. Wir waren alle herzlich willkommen heute hier. Mein Name ist Peter Berg und wir sind von der Sternbachsche Kirche. Und es gibt ein Joy to be here in Winkler. Ich denke einmal an die Wied von der Leiter, was wir singen da unten. Und das zweite Leid, sagt er zu, O Jesus, du mein Hilf und Ruhe, wann wirst du zu mir kommen? Wann erkämpfst du, Jesus? Und das alte Frau, was wir verken von der Frau dann. Wann wird Jesus wiederkommen? Und wie sagt die Frau, was der King Israel dann auch Frau, die den Zeit, wann wird der Messias kommen? Wann wird Jesus kommen? Und in das Palmsonntag lesen wir von, wo Jesus kommen wird und die Menschen, they welcomed him. Wo der wird sich sehr, nicht sehr einig damit. Ich will mit von der Geschichte mitteilen hier anfangen in Markus 9, Mark 9. So Jesus lehrt die Jünger für drei Jahre, wie er mit hat. Er ging durch das Land Israel und lehrt die Menschen. Und dann war der Rede von, wo er nicht einmal bien sein, er wird mal sterben. Und hier ist ein Wort in Markus 9, Mark 9, 30-32. Und sie gingen von der Weich und gingen durch Galiläa. Und er will nicht, dass irgendwer weiter soll. Er lehrt seine Jünger und sagte an, die Menschen sehen Wort, und Menschen hängen gebracht worden, und sie wurden am Tod melken. Und nachdem er angebracht worden ist, wurde er nur drei Tage abstehen. Aber sie verstanden die Rede nicht und ängsten sich, arm zu freuen. So hier sagt er ein klar, er wird mal sterben. Er wurde den Menschen hängen, nahe gebracht worden, und sie wurden am Tod melken. Aber die Jünger, die verstanden das nicht. Und es zeigt, sei Angst in sich zu freuen. Sie hatten Angst zu freuen. Sie wissen ein bisschen, verstanden vielleicht ein bisschen, aber da wie Tuschworte begriffen, sie wollen nicht freuen. Und dann gehen wir in Johannes 7. Jesus hast du ab ein von der Fast, the Feast of Tabernacles. Du wirst drei Fast, wo der King of Israel wegen der Manna mussten nach Jerusalem gehen für das Feast. Und da wir ein von der Feast of Tabernacles. So hier lese ich von Vers 11, but 13. Der Jude sagte am ab und Fast und sagte, wo ist er? Und viel Gemurr wie unter dem Volk wehen an. Einige sagten, er ist Gott. Die anderen sagten, nein, er verlässt das Volk. Aber keiner redet frei von ihm, hat Angst für die Juden. So wird viel geredet von ihm. Wer ist das? Einzig lebte das als der Christus. Aber andere sagten, nein, er hat die Menschen verlassen. Wie diese Trennung mag die Menschen. Einzig sagten am, und einzig lächeln am nicht. Und lese wieder von Vers 25. Das sagten einige von den Bewohnern in Jerusalem, hast du nicht dein, dem sei Seke umzubringen? Und kickt er red frei, und das sei am nicht. Hat der Boberste in Wahrheit erkannt, dass das der Christus ist? Aber das kennen wir, woher er ist. Aber wenn Christus kommt, keiner weiß, von wo er ist. So, das wäre besondere Dinge, was sie wisten wat ze gehoord hadden van Christus zou komen. En eind weer dat ze worden niet weten van waar hij kwam. En ze zeiden, nou wie weiter, hij is hier van Nazareth. Dat is wat zij dachten. Dat is waar hij op was. Maar ze verstoorden, wisten ze niet waar hij geboren weer. Dat wie in Bethlehem. Jezus roept lied in tempel, lied aan en zeid. Je kende mij en weiter ook, van waar ik zie. En ik zie niet van mijzelf gekomen, maar dem je schekt haft, als waarhaftig, dem je niet kende. Ik kende, wilt ik zie van arm, en hij haft mij geschekt. Zo hij reed mij eenmaal van dem voren. En zij verstaan dat. Dat hij reed van God. Zo we lezen hier. Dan zachten zij arm vast te nemen. En keiner leed een hand op aan. Wilt zien een stond nog niet gekomen weer. Maar vele van volk geliefde aan arm. En zeiden, want de Christus komt. Wat hij mij teken stonen als die, die deze gedone haft. Zo zij kunnen het zijn, dat we niet in je weinlingen maan. Hij kan zoveel dingen doen, mensen heilen, en hij had zo'n wijsheid als hij in het leren deed. Zo zij vroeger, nou, van Christus kwam dat, wat hij mij teken stonen als dit. Wat voor tekens wordt het brokken zijn? Hij deed al zoveel tekens. Ze waren zij wie de wiener tranen. De mensen, eentje glijfden aan hem en eentje niet. Als ze weer lezen van vers 40. Atelier mensen zeiden, als zij deze weer heren, deze is waarhaft de profeet. Anders zeiden, deze is Christus. Anders zeiden, de Christus komt dag niet uit Galilee. Heeft de schrift niet gezegd, uit hem David zijn zomen, en uit Bethlehem, den dorp voor David weer komt de Christus. Zij wisten nu van de schrift, dat de Christus zal komen van den storm David, van Bethlehem. Dort hadden ze gehoord, dort hadden ze geleerd. Jezus wordt komen van Bethlehem, van David zijn zomen. Maar ze wisten dat niet, dat hij weer van David zijn zomen, de seed of David. Dat jij verder naam een tranok en volk, of beatle je van aan willen aan vast nemen, of bij keine leed nog leden hang aan aan. De Bibel is niet in de tijd. We lezen het hier en er is een kapitel. Zijn er stond nog niet gekomen weer. De wil een vast, de Feast of Tabernacles, vele mensen weer door. En ze willen uitleggen, willen hem vastnemen, maar dat wie nog niet zien het ziet. God wordt het leiden, en hij reikt het ziet, wordt Jezus de dingen doen wat hij moest doen. Hij reikt het ziet. Lezen weer in Johannes 8, vers 12 en 13. Dan reed Jezus waderte aan en zeide, ik zie de lichte welt. Wer mij navolgt, wordt niet hem diesteren gonne, maar wordt het levenslicht hebben. Toen zeiden de Pharisäer te aan, die zeigst van die selbst, die zeichnis is niet waar. Zodat wir besonders de hohe priesters, de Pharisäer, voor arm zozeer jeen stond, gover. Men jeg vondt hvorom det så via. Det vire de første, these were the religious leaders. Så jeg selv dachte, at skrift, at baste veite. Hvorom vire de så je in Jesus. Beine steht red, wie vore vire offjenstig. Så vire offjenstig. De mensche, de jinge am, så se henger an. En hei deit nicht alles, så ste Pharisäer entzeihe deit. Und da gleichte sei nicht, sei wieder jen Jesus. Und Vers 20, diese Wied dreht hei, in der Schatz komme, aus seinem Tempel leere deit, in keiner Norm am Forst, dann seine Stund, wie nach nicht gekommen. Lese ich mir einmal, seine Stund wie noch nicht gekommen. Der Stund tiet wie noch nicht da. Gott wird kriegt, wenn er alles soll kommen, alles soll passieren. Johannes hat gesagt, als er Jesus sah kommen, behold the Lamb of God, kick the Lamb Gottes. And dort wie ihr prophesied von Jesus, he wo the Lamb Gottes sein. And sie wisse wat ne Lamb deid, ne Lamb wie ihr brucht aus ne sacrifice, an offering. So Jesus wie the Lamb Gottes, he wo dann ihr opfert sein, und ihr reicht die Tiet wie ihr. And dort dort kämpft nur da hier, oder wie noch nicht da. Und Gott hat everything in control. Verreichte Zeit, wird hier abwärts sein, aus der Lamm Gottes. Und so ist er in dieser Zeit, wie Kicker Ramans in der Welt, wie seine viele Dinge, was passiert da. Und wie weiter, dass Jesus in Trieb kommen, als nur da. Und wir wundern, wann er erst dort. Wir haben viele Ideen und so weiter. Aber Gott weiß, der reichte Zeit. Und wir waren mit der Lüder darauf, aber reichte Zeit, für Jesus war kommen. Kriegst du es hier, aber reichte Zeit, der Jesus kommen, das erste Mal, wie er geboren, lehrt er ein, komm in Jerusalem nennen, und wird hier abfahrt, aus dem Lamm Gottes. Ich will wieder gehen, weil wir zum Gebet gehen. Und es sind viele Dinge, wo wir können verbeten. Können verbeten, dass Gott uns lehrer wird, unser Kirch lehrer wird. Wir sind dankbar für eure Hoffnung, sie lehrt. Ich will auch nicht ab hier zu beten für Ukraine und all die Menschen, die many refugees, die weichen an und down. Und ich verstehe, dass wir schon früh sind Kinder, die Mehrheit, das ich verstehe. Und das Gebet, das ist sehr wichtig. Heute war die Frau in Steinbach, kriegt ein E-Mail, ein paar Werk trägt, nur wegen, wo wir aus New York oder wir aus einer Stadt auch Refugees nennen, unsere Hems, wenn sie würden, aber hier kommen. Wo können wir helfen? Und weil wir darüber denken, wo wir helfen können, und weil wir nicht abgeben mit Gebet. Und wir können auch beten für, viele sind discouraged in dieser Zeit, viele sind depressed, viele sind vielleicht krank und so weiter. Viele Dinge, wo wir können verbeten. Weil wir auch beten für unsere Regierung, die Gott in unsere Worte schaffen wird und lehren wird. Und weil wir von selbst beten, dass der Herr uns Geduld und Kraft schenken wird. Für diese Dinge und alles andere auf unsere Worte, weil wir uns wenden zum Gebet. Der Herr höre unsere Gebete und sei uns gnädig.
Please take the red book and turn to number 191. I came to Jesus full of sin. Could we stand, please?
I came to Jesus full of sin. I cried to him in bitter pain. Oh, cleanse me now from every stain. Dear Lord, I come to thee. He washed my sins away. He washed my sins away. Oh, Lamb of God, thy precious blood hath washed my sins away. Come to me. He washed my sins away. He washed my sins away. Oh, Lamb of God, thy precious blood hath washed my sins away. We were rebuked by angry foe. No for my shame and woe. Thy blood can wash me white as snow. O Lord, abide with me. He washed my sins away. He washed my sins away. O Lamb of God, thy precious blood hath washed my sins away. I rest on grace, his blood alone can for my greatest sin atone. And he who reigneth on the throne, he liveth now in me. He washed my sins away. He washed my sins away. O Lamb of God, thy precious blood hath washed my sins away.
Thank you.
You wash my sins away. Think about those words. You know, that's the reason that animals were sacrificed in the Old Testament. It was for atonement, for forgiveness of sins. And they had to keep bringing lambs again. Day after day, they were offered in the temple. And year after year, you know, the people would bring them at the Passover time, and I'm sure different times. But it was never enough. They always had to bring another sacrifice. Why? To take care of their sin problem. And that's why Jesus came. He brought the ultimate sacrifice himself. Why? To wash away my sin. To take away the guilt and the shame, to make us clean. What a wonderful promise, what a wonderful message in that song. So thank you. So we've been talking about the people of Israel, the Jews, and how they're waiting for the Messiah to come. They're in expectation, And they were wondering, well, is Jesus, is he the one? But there was much division, many differences of opinions about that. So he was there at this one feast, the Feast of Tabernacles, as we read about. But his hour has not yet come, it says there clearly a few times. So going on, we're at another feast, John chapter 10, starting in verse 22. And it was at Jerusalem, the Feast of the Dedication, and it was winter. I was just reading up on that yesterday. I know there are three main feasts that the children of Israel went to Jerusalem for. And I wondered, well, which one is this, the Feast of Dedication? But reading up on the history, it's also called Hanukkah. It was about 160 BC, before Christ. Those that were ruling Israel and Jerusalem were very ungodly, and there were some Jews that stood up to fight off what was being done. I understood the king of the time, he offered a pig in the temple, and that was unclean, an unclean animal, and it really stirred up some of the Jews. And so there's a group of men, the Maccabees, who stood up and fought off those that were ruling over them and restored and cleansed the temple, and they rededicated it at that time. And they remember that afterward. It's called the Feast of Dedication. They remember the time the feast was rededicated. I think it was in BC 160. So Jesus is here at the Feast of Dedication. Verse 23, and Jesus walked in the temple on Solomon's porch, and then came the Jews round about him and said unto him, how long dost thou make us doubt? If thou be the Christ, tell us plainly. See, here is this tension. Are you really the one or aren't you? And obviously the Jews or the Pharisees, they didn't want him to be the one. Jesus answered them, I told you and you believe not. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me, but ye believe not because ye are not of my sheep. As I said unto you, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them and they follow me, and I give them eternal life and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. And took the Jews up stones again to stone him. So he was very, you know, he gave these clear hints, you know, that he was one with God. He was the Son of God. Here he says, I and the Father are one. And they obviously didn't like that. So there were those that were against him, but those that believed in him. Verse 39, therefore they sought again to take him, but he escaped out of their hand and went away again beyond Jordan into the place where John had first baptized, and there he abode. And many resorted unto him and said, John did no miracle, but all things that John spake of this man were true, and many believed on him there. So again, this tension, as some believed and some didn't. Going further in John 11, a very familiar story of Lazarus. Lazarus was sick, verse 1, a certain man was sick named Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha. And we know the story how the sister sent a message to Jesus that he should come. You know, their brother was sick, but he didn't come right away, so Lazarus died. And they're very disappointed. When he finally comes, you know, they say to Jesus, you know, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother would not have died. Both of the girls said that. But he knew what he was doing. He came in his own time. He came in his own time. And we know what happened, how he raised Lazarus, verse 44. John 11:44, and he that was dead came forth bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. Jesus saith unto them, loose him and let him go. You know, this group saw this marvelous miracle that Jesus did. You know, even, you know, Mary and Martha, they were skeptical. You know, when Jesus says, you know, open up the, take the stone away, Martha says, no, he's He's been dead 4 days already. He's starting to decay. He stinks already, she said. Now he just said the word. He said, Lazarus, come forth, and he did. And they were just astounded. Verse 45, then many of the Jews which came to Mary and had seen the things which Jesus did believed on him. But some went their way to the Pharisees and told them what things Jesus had done. Then gathered the chief priests and the Pharisees a council and said, what do we? For this man doth many miracles. If we let him thus alone, all men will believe on him. And the Romans shall come and take away both our place and nation. And one of them named Caiaphas, being the high priest that same year, said unto them, ye know nothing at all, nor consider that it is expedient for us that one man should die for the people and that the whole nation perish not. These are very important words here. Spoken by an enemy of Jesus, you know, the one that was working against Jesus. And yet he was speaking truth. He was speaking that one needed to die for the nation, and that was Jesus. So from that day forth, verse 53, they took counsel together for to put him to death. Jesus therefore walked no more openly among the Jews, but went thence into a country near to the wilderness, to a city called Ephraim, and there continued with his disciples. So he's kind of a little bit in hiding, because it's not quite time, but it's getting closer. And at the right time, he would show himself. Now, next feast, verse 55. And the Jews' Passover was nigh at hand. Okay, now this is the feast where the lambs would be sacrificed. And Jesus knew the time was getting closer. And he would mention more often to the disciples, you know, that he would die, but he would raise again the third day. And as the time was getting closer. And the Jews' Passover was nigh at hand, and many went out of the country up to Jerusalem before the Passover to purify themselves. Then sought they for Jesus, and spake among themselves as they stood in the temple. What think ye, that he will not come to the feast? They're looking for him already. Where is Jesus? You know, it was the thing men did, especially the men. They had to be at the feasts, those main feasts. Where is Jesus? And both the chief priests and the Pharisees had given a commandment that if any man knew where he were, he should show it, that they might take him. They were getting ready to arrest him. Ready to arrest him. And that's how it goes here. In the next chapter, 12, verse 1, and Jesus, 6 days before the Passover, came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, which had been dead, whom he raised from the dead. Bethany is about a mile and a half away from Jerusalem. This is a place where Mary and Martha were. And he has a meal with them. And many are coming to see Jesus and to see Lazarus, because they'd heard Lazarus was dead and was raised again. They want to see him. So there's people coming to see Jesus. Mark 10. Verse 32 to 34, and they were in the way going up to Jerusalem, and Jesus went before them, and they were amazed, and as they followed, they were afraid. I was thinking about that phrase there. They were amazed, and as they followed, they were afraid. You know, I think what this is referring to, there must have been a certain glory that Jesus, they must have seen about him as he made his way to Jerusalem, to the cross. And I read this more often, Christians that have been persecuted, that have been martyred, as you're led up to the place where they're being killed. You know, often I've read about this, that there's a certain glory that they see in their face. And I wonder if that's what they saw here as well. It says they were afraid, they were amazed. And he took again the 12 and began to tell them what things should happen unto him, saying, behold, we go up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man shall be delivered unto the chief priests and unto the scribes, and they shall condemn him to death, and shall deliver him to the Gentiles. And they shall mock him and scourge him, and shall spit upon him, and shall kill him, and the third day he shall rise again. He's telling them quite plainly, this is what's going to happen. He's going to die. I heard someone talking about this just recently. My dad. He told me this not that long ago. He had seen, I think it must have been part of the Passion of the Christ, the movie that depicts the suffering of Jesus. And my dad watched this and some time ago, obviously. But the impact it had on him, you know, how they took that nail and pounded it into him and whipped him and all that. And he just couldn't understand it. And we can't understand it. And there's an older film from the Jesus film from many years ago. I'm not sure what year it was produced. Also depicting the life of Jesus. And it's been shared all over the world. It's been translated into many different languages. And I was reading up on that. And according to that website, it said more than 490 million have indicated decisions to follow Christ. Just from seeing the Jesus film, just from seeing the things that happened to Jesus, the impact that that has. And I remember that in my life as well when I was quite young. My parents bought a set of Bible story books, and I read them. And I remember the one time reading about when they arrested Jesus and killed him, you know, the impact it had on me, and I just cried and was wondering, why are they doing this to Jesus? He was so good. And yet it was because he came as the Lamb of God. He died in my place and your place. Let's go to Luke 19. Entry into Jerusalem, the triumphal entry from verse 28. And when he had thus spoken, he went before, ascending up to Jerusalem. And it came to pass, when he was come nigh to Bethphage and Bethany at the mount called the Mount of Olives, he sent to his disciples, saying, go ye into the village over against you, in the which at your entering you shall find a colt tied, wherein yet never man sat. Loose him and bring him hither. And if any man ask you, why do you loose him? Thus shall ye say unto him, because the Lord hath need of him. And they that were sent went their way, and found even as he had said unto them. And as they were loosing the colt, the owners thereof said unto them, why loose ye the colt? And they said, the Lord hath need of him. And they brought him to Jesus, and they cast their garments upon the colt, and they set Jesus thereon. And as he went, they spread their clothes in the way. And when he was come nigh, even now at the ascent of the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works that they had seen, saying, blessed be the King that cometh in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest. You know, they were giving him a royal welcome. Here came Jesus riding on a donkey, on a colt. It was a symbol of peace, coming in peace. He wasn't coming as a conqueror on a war horse, but coming in on a donkey, proclaiming peace. And that was his mission. And later on in Revelation, we read about Jesus coming, and we read about the different horses and so forth, coming to conquer and set up the kingdom. But here we read about him coming on a donkey, a symbol of peace. In Matthew 21, verse 9, they use the word Hosanna. Hosanna. I understand that means save us. Save us. They saw Jesus as someone that would save them. But they thought he would save them from the Romans. But Jesus came to save them from sin and its punishment. Verse 39, and some of the Pharisees and back in Luke 19. Luke 19:39. And some of the Pharisees from among the multitude said unto him, Master, rebuke thy disciples. And he answered and said unto them, I tell you that if these should hold their peace, the stones would immediately cry out. It was such a time of rejoicing that if the people would be quiet, the stones would rejoice. You know, God, and through his Spirit, was raising up rejoicing. Jesus had come. Jesus was here. And when he was come near, he beheld the city and wept over it, saying, If thou hadst known, even thou, at least in this thy day, the things which belong unto thy peace, but now are they hid from thine eyes. For the days shall come upon thee that an enemy shall cast a trench about thee, and compass thee round, and keep thee in on every side, and shall lay thee even with the ground, and thy children within thee, and they shall not leave in thee one stone upon another, because thou knewest not the time of thy visitation. So Jesus came there, he rode down from the Mount of Olives, it goes down through the Kidron Valley, comes to Jerusalem, and he stops and cries, because he knows what's going to happen. He knows they're going to reject him. Here he's bringing them salvation, but they're going to reject him. And he also knows how the city will be destroyed, and he describes some of it there, how the city will be destroyed. They'll build a trench. You know, cast a trench about thee. And that happened in AD 70. The Romans came under Titus with a Roman army and surrounded the city and built this wall around there so that no one could escape this trench and wall. And it took a while to break in because the city is very, very strong. It's estimated that over 1 million Jews died during that time. It was about a 7 years process. And finally they broke through. And I read over 1 million Jews. You know, think of 1 million people, how much is that? Isn't Winnipeg about 1 million, or a bit under? That many people the Romans killed in Jerusalem, in that area, when the city was destroyed. And Jesus talked about that as well. In Luke 21, verse 20, And when ye shall see Jerusalem compassed with armies, then know that the desolation thereof is nigh. Then let them which are in Judea flee to the mountains, and let them which are in the midst of it depart out. And let not them that are in the countries enter thereinto. So he's telling them, you know what, when you see these armies around there, don't go into the city. Get out of there. So he's telling them, you'll be safer out of the city because the city will be compassed and destroyed. And then he describes much that will be happening there. And some of it is, like here, verse 25, signs in the sun and the moon. I think some of this is future events yet. Verse 27, then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud. So some of this is talking future yet, and some of it was fulfilled at the destruction of Jerusalem. I'd like to close with verse 28. And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. When these signs begin to happen, don't let it just bring you down, but rather look up. Your redemption is drawing near. And just like they were waiting for Jesus to come and he rode into Jerusalem on a donkey as the Redeemer. So Jesus says, you know, when these signs all happen, don't just get down, but rather know that your redemption is drawing nearer. The day of Christ's return is coming closer. And that is what we want to That is where we want to place our hope, our trust in the Lord. So Jerusalem was destroyed, and understand there's a wailing wall there. Is it part of the temple or the old city wall? Probably the old city wall where Jews continued to meet, to pray. And eventually the Muslims came and built the mosque there in 691 AD, the Dome of the Rock, because they believe Muhammad ascended there. So they built the Dome of the Rock there. And with time, and in the year 1095, the Pope at the time called on Western Christians to take up arms to aid the Byzantines and recapture the Holy Land. So then there was about 200 years the Crusades. And some of them did. They came and regained control of Jerusalem. But then Muslims and others in the area fought against the Christians who had taken control, and there was a lot of fighting and bloodshed as they sought control over Jerusalem. And we could read a whole lot more about its history and how I think it was 1967, how Israel again became a nation. And the turmoil continues and will continue to the day that Christ comes. But we can continue to trust in God's redemption, that it's drawing nearer. Let's close with a prayer. Thank you, Lord, for what you have done for us in providing salvation. As we think about Palm Sunday, how Jesus, you rode into Jerusalem on a donkey, a symbol of peace, how you came to be the Redeemer to save us from our sins. And we thank you. And we thank you, Lord, that you are with us, that even as we see turmoil in the world around us, we know that our redemption is drawing nearer. And we thank you. So guide us, Lord. Give us strength. Give us peace. Give us confidence in continuing to trust in you. I just pray, Lord, for each one here. We thank you for your leading in our lives. And we just pray your continued strength in discouraging times and times of illness, that you would continue to lead us. I just pray, Lord, that if there are some listening that have never made the decision to follow you, that you might just stir their hearts. They might come to you asking forgiveness for their sins and turning their lives over to you in faith, and you as our Savior and Redeemer. Continue to guide our church in this time, Lord. Guide our bishop, our ministerial, each of our members, each one involved. And we thank you that you have been leading us. Guide as well, Lord, the situation in the Ukraine, the many refugees that are fleeing. Lord, that you might find them places of refuge. Guide us in our part. What is our part in helping the refugees? Guide our government, Lord, that they might look to you for leading in this time, that you might stir their hearts. Thank you, Lord, for your leading with this message. And we just pray your blessing as we go. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. At this time, again, we'd like to go to the Lord in prayer. So for those that are able, let's kneel for prayer. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Again, take the red book and turn to number 144. I gave my life for thee.
I give my life for thee, my precious blood I shed, that thou might ransom me and quicken from the dead. I give my life for thee. What hast thou given for me? I give my life for thee. What hast thou given for me? My Father's house of light, my glory circle throne, I left for earthly night, for wandering sad and lone. I left it all for thee, hast thou left all for me? I left it all for thee. Hast thou left art for me? I suffered much for thee, for none my tongue can tell of bitterest agony to rescue thee from hell. I've borne it all for thee. What hast thou borne for me? I've borne it all for thee. What hast thou borne for me? And I have brought to thee from my home above salvation full and free, my pardon and my love. I bring rich gifts for thee. What hast thou brought for me? I bring rich gifts for thee. What hast thou brought for me?
Good morning. I want to thank Brother Peter for today's message and reminding us to look up. Hosanna to the King. I have several announcements this morning. The Sunday School Easter program will be held today at 2:30. Everyone is welcome. We ask the parents to bring their children to church 30 minutes before start time. Also this coming week, join us for a session of evening services starting tomorrow until Thursday, each night at 7 p.m. Everyone is welcome. It is often referred to as the Passion Week. Please see the bulletin for more details. Also, dear church family, we would like to invite all of you to come join us in a church celebration lunch. This is planned for April 24th, so that's 2 weeks from today, right after the second service. In the dining hall. We are also looking for volunteers to help prep, serve the food, and clean up. Sign-up sheet will be posted by Reverend Art Weeb's office for those who would like to help. For more information, please contact George Clausen. Also, we're planning to put our handy van back into service for the elderly that would like transportation for Sunday morning church services. If you are interested in serving in this manner by being a driver for us, please contact Ike Wall. Also, a reminder that the Sunday School and Youth Leaders Workshop, Lord willing, will be held on Saturday, April 23rd. We encourage all Sunday school teachers, assistants, spares, children's clubs, and youth leaders to attend. We also encourage them to bring their spouses. Please pray for Reverend Jake Fraze, as he's going to be presenting the theme, Preparing to Teach, Following Jesus' Example. And finally, as Reverend Peter was mentioning about helping the Ukraine families, if you see your bulletin, we have this announcement regarding the Ukraine family relief. The local Winkler District Ministerial have been asked to take part in helping to bring displaced families from Ukraine to the Winkler area. Most of these families will need help with airfare, lodging, food, clothing, and furniture. We, the church board and the local ministerial, have decided to have a collection on Easter Sunday, that's next Sunday, in support of this initiative for much-needed airfare and lodging for these families. They're also asking if the church would have anyone interested in either providing a place for these families or taking them in to live with them for up to approximately 6 months. Some of these families are quite large, but you can specify as to how many you would accommodate. We are told that the adults will receive a 3-year work visa and possibly health cards. They definitely need someone to walk this journey with them once they get here. If you are interested in hosting one of these families or need more information, please contact myself and I will try to direct you to the right people. And finally, Deacon Jake Pickert, he's in Alberta right now. He just let us know that his mother passed away this morning and they covet your prayers. Thank you.
Thanks, Deacon Pete. A lot of opportunities for service. And I commend you for your part in doing what you can for the refugees and hoping to see what we can do as well. But to thank you for joining us in church this morning and wishing you God's blessing as we go. I'd like to close with a verse out of 2 Corinthians 13, verse 11. Finally, brethren, farewell. Be perfect, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace shall be with you. Amen. And so go in peace with the Lord.